begin Perikshnim Us, the 12th chapter in the Rambam, Sikh Sanhedrin, the laws of the Sanhedrin, the Sefer Shoreidin, Book of Judges, where in this Perik, we continue with now the discussion regarding the how the process goes with actually going towards a din nefashis, to a capital punishment execution. As Rambam gets a lach alf regarding the first step is the warning. Ketsa don din nefashis, how do you go ahead and adjudicate a capital punishment case? When witnesses come to court and they say, "Re'inu plaini zeh, we saw this person sh'ava aver plaini zeh, he committed that sin." We tell them, "Okay, makirim atam ma'aseh, you guys recognize him? Hisreisim bo, did you warn him?" Imamar, if they say, "Einu makirim ma'aseh, we don't recognize him," we're not really sure. Or shlehisreisim bo, we didn't warn him. Here's a pata, so he's exempt because that's insufficient. Halacha beis. Now, echad tamar chacham, echad amar aretz. Whether the defendant was a Talmudic scholar or ignoramus, tzar chasra, he needs a warning. Shalinin hasra, because the whole point of the warning was elahavchid bin shagil meis, to differentiate if he did it by mistake or deliberately. Because shemashagil, how you may be, he did it in error. Even a Talmud chacham can make an error. But kitzam masabai, how do you warn him? So Emily, they tell him, preish, separate, oyataso, don't do, shazu averi, because this is a sin. Vachayvato lem misid bezne mal, because you're going to be liable for this execution in the court or lashes. So impaid, it should be separate, apati is exempt. Even if he was silent, or he shook his head, Pati is going to be exempt. Even if he says, "I know," Pati is exempt. Until he actually opens himself up to the death penalty by saying, "Yeah, that's why I'm doing this." Only then could he be executed. Now he has to violate and do it immediately after the warning. But the amount of time it takes to greet one's teacher by saying, "Shalom Alecha, Rabbi Meir." But if he waited the amount of time of saying those sentences, those words, then he needs another warning. It has to be right before he commits a sin. Whether if one of the witnesses warned him, whether someone else warned him in front of the witnesses, whether it's a woman or a slave, even if they hear the sound of the one who's warning him, but they don't see who is even warning him, even if he, whether it be the perpetrator or the victim, themselves warned him, that would be enough if he heard it and he still went ahead with it and he said, "I'm doing it with that in spite," then he could be executed. Halacha Gimel continues regarding with this warning of the witnesses. So Amar Eidim, if the witnesses say, "Hoysla hasra," he had a warning, "Makir no," I say, "Oh no," I say, and we recognize him. So actually, now we warn the witnesses. Ma'ayman bezna leim. Now the court intimidates the witnesses. How do we intimidate the witnesses when it comes to regarding capital punishment? So we tell them as follows. Maybe you guys are just estimating, and that's what you're saying, but you really didn't see exactly. Or it's something that you heard, a rumor, or even if you heard a testimony, but it was from another witness. Maybe you heard this from a trustworthy person, and therefore you're saying this over. Maybe you guys don't realize this, that at the end of the day, we're going to be checking you guys out with different types of investigations and inspections. Have a yadin, you should know that a capital punishment case is not the same thing as a monetary case. Dinamam is regarding monetary case. A person could just give back the money and he'll get an atonement. And that's it. He took care of his sin that he was a false witness. Dinafashas, on the other hand, capital punishment, the blood of the victim, meaning the defendant, and the blood of the children and all his descendants, are going to be dependent on and going to hang on this witness's head for the rest of the world. Should it be Kain Nemo? Because regarding Kain who killed his brother Hevel, Hashem says to him, "Kol demei achicha tzayakim." The voice of the bloods of your brother are screaming out. What's the plural? It's damai v'dam zari. Not only the blood of Hevel, but from all his descendants was screaming out because of what Kain had done. V'fikach, actually, therefore, niver od michid ba'olam. Man was created as one individual in the world. Lama to teach you? Whoever gets rid of one soul from this world, it's like as if he erased and destroyed the entire world. In the contrast, whoever maintains one life in the world, it's considered as if he maintained the entire world. And now, what's interesting, says the Rambam, is anyone who comes to this world, they're all formed in the image of the first man. At the same time, and that's to give him the that understanding that he's as important as the original man, but at the same time, no one person's face is the same as the other one. And therefore, every single person could say about his individuality, "Bishvili never oilam," that because of me, the world was created. Now, Shema Temer, maybe you're going to say, "Malanul Tarzov," they're telling this to the witness. Okay, what do we need this for? that we're going to go ahead, the blood's going to be on our heads now, in our hands? No. We tell the witness, but already says in the Pasuk of Mikra, who aid Oyra Oyad, if someone's a witness or he saw or he knows, and the Pasuk says, if he doesn't say, he's going to carry a sin. It's sinful not to say what you know. Now, I should have told me, maybe you're going to say, Malonu Loche B'dam HaShel Zeh, what do we need to go ahead and be guilty for the blood of this person? Yeah, we'll violate the sin because we don't want to have the blood on our hands. But we tell them, it says the Pasuk in Mishlei, getting rid of the wicked is song, meaning if it's wicked, there's no punishment, and actually is a joyful thing. So now the judgment continues, says the Rambam. So Imam de B'divrim, so if they maintain their words, they're ready to testify, even though they were being intimidated. So Machnis Nesagodah Shab'edim, so they first bring in the bigger one of the witnesses, meaning the greater one of the witnesses, and they check him out with different investigations, inspection, just like it will be explained, the laws of testimony in the first parak halacha dalet. Now, imnim to say if it turns out that his testimony is precise, that he knows how to say what the date was and the place was and all the specifics of what happened, so then they bring in the second witness, and they check him out just like the first one. And I feel like he may aid, maybe if there's 100 witnesses, we check every single one of them out with these two different types of investigations. If it turns out that every single one of the witnesses' words are precise, then we open up the court case for the merit, like we already explained this in the Perek Yud Halacha Zayin. And we tell him, we tell the defendant, if you didn't sin, that's opening for the schus, don't be afraid of that words. And then we judge him. If they find him to be not guilty, so they exempt him. If they don't find any merit for him, they imprison him until the following day. Now, because they're going to find him guilty, but it can't be the same day. Now that day, so the Sanhedrin, those on the high court, they peer up in peers to look into his court case. They diminish the amount of food they eat. They don't drink wine that entire day. And they discuss this matter the entire night. Every single one with his peer, or by himself in his home. And as Rambam continues regarding the verdict on the following day. The next day they get up early and they come to the court. The one who found him not guilty says, I'm the one that said he's not guilty. And I maintain that position that he's not guilty. The one said that he was guilty, he says, I'm the one that said he was guilty, and I maintain that he's guilty, which he could. Or I'm actually retracting that, and I'm actually saying that he's not guilty. Now, but let's say they made a mistake in this thing, and they don't know that who's the one that said he was guilty or not guilty from one reasoning, meaning, we said, we explained this in Perek Yud Halacha Hey, that if both are saying the same opinion from the same tam, which we said that it can't be both interpretations of that pasuk, so we said you're only going to count them as one, but we don't know who that is. So Hari Sefer at the Yad Maskim, I said the scribes of the judges, they remind them Sharikisim Tam Shal Kalech Vechad, because they actually record the reasoning of every single one, so they'll remind us. And after everyone was counted about where he's standing, then we start with the court case. This is the following morning. If they find him not guilty, they exempt him. Now, if they come to a, let's say, stalemate, for whatever reason, they have to add on, someone says, I don't know, they have to add on more judges. Somebody says, even they add on more judges. So if it ends up being the majority of those who find him guilty, and he's guilty, so the Metzinah Slager, they take him out to execute him. Now, Malkum Shargum Mebezin, the place where the court executes the defendant, Hayechutz Lebezin was out of the court, and actually Berachim Lebezin, actually far from the court. Shem, like it says in the Pasuk, Yikra, Hayechutz Makal, Mokhuz Lemachal, take the one who cursed God out of the camp. Now, Vira Ali says, Ram, it appears to me, Sheyedoch, Kameshish Mil, it should be distant at around 6 mil. Kameshish Mil, Ben Beis Dino, Shal Moshe Rabbeinu, like it was between the court of Moshe Rabbeinu, Shahoy Lefnei Pesach Al-Mai, which was in front of the Mishkan, Ubei Mach Nisol, and the Jewish camp, because the Jewish camp was 12 mil. And Moshe Rabbeinu was in the middle in the Machna Shechina. Comes out from Moshe to the end of the Machna, which is where we're taking it to. It was out of the Machna on all sides. If it's in the center, if it's 12 mil, so then the radius is 6 mil. Now, since the Chatzah actually where the Mishkan was actually diminished an amount of 50 Amma, so there the Rambam was Medek and said like around 6 mil because it wasn't exactly 6 mil. Halacha Dalet talks about the prohibition of delaying the verdict. Mishanig Medinai, when his verdict is handed down, so we don't delay him, he's executed that same day. Afilo Haisu Bada, even if she was a pregnant woman, Imamtin La Shatel, you don't wait for her to give birth. But Umakana, so we actually hit her first, Keneged Beis Haroyin, opposite the area of where she's carrying the fetus, Ashriyama Sablot Chila, so that the fetus actually dies first. There shouldn't be a state of disgrace after she dies and then the baby comes out. But if she already sitting on the birthing stool, then we wait till she gives birth, because since the baby's already coming out, it's already been disconnected, it's not considered part of the woman's body, it's considered a different life, and therefore shouldn't be executed with the mother. Any woman that's killed, it's permitted to have benefit from here, it's not considered as part of the body itself. Someone's going out to be executed, and this carbon was already slaughtered, so in Hargan I say we don't execute him until we first spray on the Mizbeach for his sake, midam chatas b'shami, from his sin offering or from his guilt offering carbon, which cannot be sacrificed after he's dead. But his oil, which could be, then we would not wait for. Now, if his verdict is already handed down, and his carbon wasn't even slaughtered yet, then imam tin loy ache kribo lav carbon, then we don't wait for him until we sacrifice his carbon for him, because we don't afflict his din, that's going to already be more time, and for that we're not going to wait for him.